Welcome to episode 31 of Deep Conversations Podcast. I'm your host, Terrence Murdoch. I appreciate all y'all for listening. Without further ado, let's get into it. This is not going to be long, and I said that before. It usually be long. I don't really got that much to say, so I'm not going to prolong it. This might be like my first 15, 20-minute one. I think I had one before, but whatever. I'm just thinking something I figured out on my own. I will state my sources, but if I fuck up while I'm in the mode, then that's my fault. Pardon me, but one thing I realized is that doom scrolling, that means when you're on social media and shit, and you just constantly scrolling, you're on the home page, you're on the explore page or whatever, and you're not really focusing on a specific category of what you're looking at. Doom scrolling makes you overstimulated without you realizing it, right? It feels like an addiction. It's like you keep scrolling, you keep scrolling, you keep, and it feel like you don't want to stop, you know what I'm saying? Because you're in a rhythm or whatever. That's called doom scrolling. I realized that if you treat any platform, any social media platform you got like a TV channel, like how TV was back in the day. Like I'm gonna take it back to when we was kids. Well, when I was kid. Well, when all of us is kids, right? It could be different channels, but this is just for my generation. Let's say you're like, I just got off of school. What do I want to watch? Do I want to watch? I'm talking about not. You know what I'm talking about. Do I want to watch Nickelodeon? Do I want to watch Disney? Do I want to watch Cartoon Network? You know what I'm saying? So you have choices of different categories that have different TV shows. Depending on what your mood was, you'll go watch that specific channel. Like, for example, let's say, because on Facebook, YouTube, and that's basically about it. I don't be on TikTok or Instagram or no shit. No, not no more. TikTok, hell no. But let's just say TikTok, for example. I'm talking about me. I don't have that many clothing, right? I've just been focused on life, getting my life together and all that shit. And I'm looking like, man, I really want to get my style up and shit like that. You know what I mean? So I'm looking like, instead of me just getting on TikTok, even though, of course, I don't be on it. Instead of me just doom scrolling, just going on the homepage or I think For You page or Explore, whatever they call it. I'm going to search clothing, like clothing, get ready with me's dudes. Specific, and I'm gonna try to find a category of dudes my size or my height or whatever, and I want to study them and I want to watch them. That's the mood that I'm in. That's the reason why I want to get on this app. So let's say it's 7 p.m. You just got done at work, you got home, your home taken care of, and you chilling for the rest of the day, for the rest of the night. You laying out in your bed or whatever, or in your living room. And you want to get on Facebook or TikTok. Let's just say TikTok. Instead of you doom scrolling, choose a category. What you in the mood for? Stop and think before your ass get on there. Like, hey, what do I feel like watching? And it might take your ass 20 minutes because you ain't even think about this shit before. Like, you ain't thought about it before since TV. TV days or YouTube days. You know what I'm saying? Or, no, since or is YouTube. So, for me, like I said, it'll be clothing videos. A fun fact about me, I love DIY. I'm a handy person. So if something break, I don't really trip. I like to try to fuck with it and fix it. You know what I mean? So I like to rearrange my room every couple months. Well, I used to, but when I get my own spot, I be rearranging shit every 6 months. Like, I'm the type where I take away all the silverware and buy different silverware and different cups at dollar store and all that. That's the type of motherfucker I am. Right? Every 6 months, I might want to switch it up. That's just me. So I like to watch the people redecorating homes and it don't have to be just homes. It could be people redecorating cars, customizing shoes, just creating shit. Like, you know, drawing on stuff. I like watching shit like that. That would be more fulfilling for me if I was in that mood to watch that type of shit. Now, if I was like, man, I want to get my clothes together. Like I said before, I want to watch people doing get ready with me. I want to see dudes get ready with me so I can get motivated by, like, if I see different pieces, like, I think I might fuck with that. I like how that look. I might not fuck with that. I might, you know what I'm saying? That would be more satisfying for me sitting down for 2 to 3 hours looking at a category that I'm in the mood to look for versus you just turning on the app and you just going on the front page or whatever pops up. You know what I'm saying? The doom scrolling motherfuckers be getting overstimulated in their brain. They be comparing themselves. They'll find you might find that one post to make you feel down about some shit. You start remembering it. It's like it's too much shit. You know what I'm saying? Ever since I tried the comparison thing, it makes it completely different. And then it's all this shit is fake, man. It's just, I like purposeful shit. I like people being genuine on the internet. Me watching that feels way more relaxing and shit. Like, you seeing people happy about, it could be anything. Motherfuckers happy about chopping wood or happy about axes. You see girls talking about like a collection of some shit that they got, and they passionate about it. Like, I fuck with that. Like, I fuck with real people. Like, this fake shit, people acting all fake, and the fool videos, people be acting all damn stupid. And I'm like, man, cut this bullshit off. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to look at this fake ass shit. That's the shit that be overstimulating me and pissing me off. Now that I figure out the, like, going back to the TV search days, you know, that, try that out, you know, before you get on, like, once you're done watching or listening to this. I want to get on TikTok. What am I in the mood to look at? And that don't mean once you pick something, stay there until you're done. Stay there until you not, you don't want to watch it no more. Then don't go back. Don't go to the home page or the explore page. What else am I in the mood to watch right now? That was satisfying. I want to watch something else. What am I in the mood for? Like, for example, I like cooking. I ain't cooking in a minute because I've been just buying some. I've been buying. I ain't gonna lie. Right now, it's kind of cheaper to buy takeout. It is. But I'm gonna go grocery shopping this week. I ain't gonna lie. But anyway, I will watch cooking videos because I want to get motivated sometimes to, like, get a cookbook and try to cook some different meals and shit. It's just what your mood, what your mind, and what your mood is on. Take a second or take a couple minutes, sit the fuck down, be like, I want to get on this. What am I in the mood for? And then watch. Watch how you feel better and more satisfied than you just doom scrolling. That's one. This is going to be a short one because I'm already done with that chapter. I mean, that topic. All right, the second one is going outside feel way better than what you think. You know, say if you, a lot of people don't have coping mechanisms when they feeling down and shit. Mine be playing video games and listening to music. All that shit can be indoor. But sometimes it's just like, I just don't want to be inside the house no more or the apartment. Like, I just want to get outside and just drive around. Fortunately for me, driving around is one of the best things for me. I love driving, right? So that benefits me. I'm just saying, getting a breath of fresh air. If you overthinking, the wherever you at might feel crowded. Like, you know, you might feel cramped or some shit like that. You could be in a big ass room, but you just overthinking in the crib. It's like, I gotta get out. I gotta, like, you know, it's like I gotta stretch my mind out in a sense. If you understand what I'm talking about. But I used to like riding bikes. That's one thing I like to do. But right now I got a bike, so I just be driving my car. Fortunately, I do Instacart. Instacart is where you deliver groceries for people for money. So that takes me to different cities. I make a couple dollars. I don't spend none of my money for, like, some food. Like, I'm in the mood for Chipotle. I don't want to spend none of my money, though. So I'm going to go do a couple orders. Whatever I make is what I'm going to spend. But if I spend a lot, then I'm going to save some for next time or whatever. Or the next day, I'm going to make some. I can order some, or I can go get some pizza or whatever. So it's just like, you know, find you some hobbies outside. It don't matter what time of day it is. It don't matter where it's at. Of course, it's going to be snowing soon where I'm at in Ohio. But it's just find you some hobbies outside, some solo hobbies, you know. Some people like to, older folk do this. They'll get like a Sudoku puzzle or some shit, a crossword, go to a park, chill, get them like a snack or some shit, and they just chill all day outside. It just feel better being outside than in the crib, especially if you're overthinking and you just overwhelmed by life right now, or you just stressed out about some shit. It's best not to be in the crib if you don't have a coping mechanism in the crib. You know what I mean? So, try going outside, try and find some simple hobbies, try going on, if you got a family walks. You know, family walk down the street or whatever case may be, or drive somewhere to a park, chill. You know, just try some little shit out. You know, I know this old school, but picnics, ain't nobody about to do no fucking picnic in 2023. All right, oh shit, that's just, I'm old school, goddamn. Shit. New age shit about stupid as fuck. Oh man, look. If y'all seen, this is some shit that pissed me off that made me hate the generation. You know, that's something I want to talk about too. I don't know. I probably said this shit. Well, whatever the fuck. It's called the NPC trend or whatever the fuck it is. I don't know what these people are doing. They're acting like AI robots or some shit. If you see that, I'm talking about if you over 30, watch this shit and see how fucking sad this generation is. But here's to my point. I don't like the fact that we are old. Well, me, I'm talking about. But just all of us that's older. The younger generation need to be left the fuck alone. And not to be supervised. Because they just young and dumb. You know what I mean? I feel like I said this shit before. Maybe I said it on here or not. But I know I said this before. But they're young and dumb. Let them be stupid. If they hopefully come to their senses when they're around our age. The 28s, the 30s and all that. They'll look back and say, what the fuck was I doing? But the problem with that is they're getting money attached to it. So now they might think that what I'm doing is not bad because I'm getting dollars to it now. You know what I'm saying? So it justifies what they're doing because they're making money. That don't make no sense. You looking like a damn fool for some dollars. But people don't have dignity. A lot of motherfuckers don't have dignity and shit like that. Yeah, man, this younger generation is different. I wish I could just... Well, I do now. I don't... Like, sometimes I'm not perfect. What the fuck I'm talking about? Sometimes I still doom scroll. And I catch myself like, damn, what the fuck I'm doing? It'd be like 30 minutes. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? And I just go listen to some music. I can go literally in my room, go to Spotify, listen to music, find songs, and just chill and have a good-ass time. And I just store, make a playlist, or I save some songs, try to find a music video so I can post later or whatever the case may be. Like, I have purpose in what I'm doing on social media now, so it feels more fulfilling. I just don't do random shit no more, you know? And when I find things, if I don't have a, what am I trying to say? If I don't have a category to look at, I just find people that's purposeful about what they're talking about. Because people being genuine, like people being wholesome and shit. All this fake videos and people talking like they sound like reporters about certain shit, and you looking at celebrities' lifestyles, and I don't give a fuck. They people like me. I don't give a fuck about what they're talking about. They just imagine if you have 500,000 people analyzing your every move right now. And the life you got going on, just imagine that. You know how stressful that shit would feel? People, and you not doing nothing, people wondering about what the fuck you doing. Like, I just want to see, why don't he post? I want to see what he doing. Like, why ain't he on YouTube no more? Why ain't he making no videos no more? Like, I'm talking about people that don't even know you want to know about your every move. Don't you feel how stressful that would be? So, I don't add to people's stress like that. Even though they probably have a thick skin and they know they avoid the shit now because they being experienced with it. I'm just like, man, leave these people alone. They people just like us. Yeah, they make a lot of money or whatever the case may be because they found a purpose and they stuck to it and they got success in it. Cool. But you need to know about their relationship status. You need to know about their lifestyle, what they just recently bought, what drama they got going on. I'm a grown-ass man chasing my purpose. I don't give not a fuck about what they got going on. That don't got shit to do with me and mine. But I'm a different man, though. Most motherfuckers like other people's dramas and shit like that. And I'm not saying I'm perfect. Sometimes it might slip up when I'm doom scrolling. And sometimes I might look at it. I'm just saying overall, I don't want that shit in me. You know, in my energy. That's what I mean. You got to be very particular and very specific about what the fuck you have around you and in you. In your energy, when I mean in you. You know, just be careful about what the fuck you bring in, because other people's stress can make you stressed out. You could be feeling good as fuck, and then a motherfucker come in with a bad energy, and then, ooh, the energy off now. What the fuck is, who the fuck, I'm an empath, though, so it's like, I can feel people's energy without even you talking to me. So I'm like, oh, the energy fucked up, like, and I know it ain't me, because I'm chilling, like, what the fuck going on? So, you know what I'm saying? So be careful about that. Some people be naive, some people are sheep, some people don't know their power, so they just feel like I'm just nothing. Some people feel worthless when they are very valuable, but they just don't know. They're worthless to who they're around, but they're valuable to the people that ain't met yet. That's the thing. So once you realize that, especially your hometown, oh Lord. Oh Lord, leave your hometown, man. Leave your home. And I'm not talking about some people could say, oh, I left my hometown. I moved three cities over. I'm talking about leave major cities. Like you going from Cleveland to Canton to Cincinnati or to Columbus, or, you know, if you want to stay in Ohio, go to a different major city, go to a reset button. It's called the reset button for a reason. Type in, leave your hometown on YouTube and watch. It mainly be the people that evolved outside of the school days, or like, for example, like me. I'm not like who I was back when I was growing up. I was fucked up growing up. See, now I still got the personality of being silly and goofy. That's just who I am in my heart. That's just my pureness. But I'm a whole different person now. I found a purpose. I found my power source. You know what I mean? Something I'm able to stand on and serious about. Once you leave, you need to find, I'm telling you, you need to find people that's going to elevate you. If you're not around those people, don't get mad at them because you evolved and they didn't evolve for the way, what am I about to say? Don't get mad at people that didn't evolve or didn't choose to evolve to help you out in your own individual journey. They're on their own journey. Leave them alone. Don't get mad like, why we ain't together no more? Why we ain't? Hey, You on your own different path. I went back to God. God was like, are you sure you want to be with me? All right. Because you got to deal with your shadow realm. You got to deal with your shadow self. And that shit is some real shit. You know what I'm saying? The shadow realm is basically who you was when you were created to... What am I about to say? Let me think. Hold up. It's all the pain, the trauma that you've accumulated without knowing that you had the power of God in you. All that trauma, all the childhood shit that you never healed from, God is like, if you with me, I'm going to take you to your destination. You got to trust me. You got to have the faith with your hard work. I'm going to bring the people that you need. I'm going to do all that. But you got to cut this shit off right now because it's going to affect the messaging from me. And it's actually the devil because you still got them. You got them triggers. You got that anxiety. You got the anger from the past you never released. You got to get rid of that shadow version of yourself. That's all the darkness in you. That's the shadow realm version of you. That shit takes years to overcome, but you need help. Sometimes you need a mentor. You need therapy. You need exercises. You need to get away from the environment that created this shit in the first place. Your hometown. You need to get away from the people. You know what I'm saying? You need to evolve to then grow to the newer version of yourself. So you need new people, new energy, new different hobbies, new shit. You know what I mean? So that's just what you got to do. And a lot of times people want to be in the hometown doing the same shit because they're comfortable there. The whole time, that's the reason why you're not growing. You know what I mean? Hey, I mean, it is what it is, man. So, overall, this is going to be a short one. Damn, it's not even 20 minutes. That's not healthy, man. That is not healthy. But I got some valuable shit in there. I just wanted to get this shit off my chest. It wasn't really nothing too big, but it worked for me when I was down bad. I'm talking about mainly the going outside part when I was really down bad. That's why Instacart really helped me out. And the doom scrolling shit, that really makes you feel better and more fulfilled about being on the internet and social media stuff. So find a category before you choose what you want to be on. Look at like, what am I in a mood for? Or if you ain't in a mood for nothing, just think for a second. Say, I want to look at music, or I want to look at clothes. I want to look at cooking. I want to look at whatever the fuck you into. You know what I'm saying? Art or hiking, whatever the fuck category, right? Find that, go into the social media app and just look at that shit. You'll feel better. Go outside, find an outside hobby. Whether it's taking your, if you got a family, taking your family out for a walk, taking them out for a drive, I don't know, shit, volunteer for something, do something. Just get out the crib. It'll make you feel better. Make your mind stretch. You know what I'm saying? Stretch your mind out. Get outside, get some fresh air. That's one. Or that's two, I mean. Three, what the fuck I just talked about? Oh, leave your hometown. Just leave your hometown. It's a reset button. I'm telling you. All the pain and all the trauma, if it's from your hometown, or it don't ever have to be your hometown. Let's say you move and your life went to living hell. But your whole life is set up around this place that you moved to. You got to take that sacrifice. See, a lot of people that are close to... Well, I can't say a lot of people, but... The people that aren't close to God don't believe in faith and hard work and trust in God. Me, I'm the only reason why I'm being so patient is because what God told me. That's the only reason why. But I ain't about to get too much of my personal story. I don't want to get into all that. I'm just saying this. What am I about to say before I end this? Because I'm going to end it right here. I'm trying to hold off for 20 seconds, but I don't want to, you know, make it some bullshit. You have a potential. I said it before, you may feel worthless in the environment that you're at. It's because the chapter that you had to complete is already completed without you knowing, and you need to take another step in order for you to feel value again. So the people that you're around, you want to purposely keep around you, you might not need to be around them so you can unlock the new life. You could be like, damn, I feel alive again, or I feel like more excited and shit, but that comes with fear though. That comes with fear of the new and fear of the unknown. So people want to stay comfortable all their life. You're going to have a miserable, unfulfilled life. It's going to be a lot of sin in your life. It's going to be a lot of shit that you'll be like, why God treat me like this? Well, it's because you're not doing, let me stop. Everybody got different paths and shit. I'm only talking about myself. I know what God wants for me to do. If I start doing sinful shit will come back to me. It's karma. But see, I can see the shit happen. So if I do some wrong, I know I'm going to get fucked up. So that's why I'm more afraid. That's what people say fear of God is, because once you know that God real and God is constantly blessing you, especially when God has favor over you, you can't do the fucked up shit that's in your brain. You have some twisted, wicked shit in your brain. I'm just saying, me. And if I let this demon out, oh my God. I know I can't though. That's why God can trust me with the demon. Everybody got demons with them. Everybody got sinful ways. But if he can trust you, he gonna bless you and he gonna give you favor. So that's why I just mind my business. You know, whatever happens, happens. Whatever trauma and all that shit, battling my shadow version of myself. Am I perfect? No. I have attitudes sometimes. But it don't last long though. But it's just like, you gotta overcome it. But the number one thing for most people that's like me, you gotta get out of your hometown. You got to get the fuck away from the hometown. I'm not in my hometown. I'm just around surrounding cities. So it's like, you just gotta get out of there. You know what I mean? You gotta go so you can grow. That's all. God has everybody set up for you. You don't even realize. Like, the thing is, you don't even realize the people that you haven't met yet is best for you. You thinking the people around you are supposed to be your favorite people. Well, let me stop. Everybody different and everybody's in different chapters. So I can't motivate you, but like, man, yeah, these people might be perfect for me, but like, he talking this, he motivated me to do more, and yeah, I don't want to be around y'all no more, whatever. Don't listen to me like that. Hey, I'm still learning as I go too. So hey, I be saying some bullshit in this motherfucker, but I feel like it's real. So it's real in my life, but it might be some bullshit to you. Always take that. It might be personal, it might be 100% true in my life, but it might be some bullshit in your life in your current chapter. So don't just take everything I'm saying and make it fact and say what he's saying is 100% true because I fuck with him. Take it, analyze it, compare it to your life. And then is it, you know, if it fits, it fits from what you feel. But if it don't, then, hey, I fuck with you. I like what you're talking about. But that ain't for me. That's for you. I'm just listening for the entertainment. You got to put some work in. Don't just say I'm saying everything 100% right. That's my disclaimer. You know what I mean? I got to put these in the beginning of my videos because, you know, I'd be saying some shit, but it'd be right in my life. So, how long is that? 22 minutes? Hey, I ain't gonna lie. That's kind of healthy. That's kind of healthy. You know what I mean? I like the 20-minute mark. So, I'm gonna get up out of here. I'm at work right now. Like I said, I do 12-hour shifts Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 10:30 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. It is currently 7:27 right now. They switched the whole schedule up, but I ain't about to say about that. They kind of fucked me up, but it is what it is, though. I'm drinking coffee and shit now. I ain't never drunk coffee, but whatever. I hope y'all got some knowledge from this. I appreciate y'all for listening, man. I hope the audio quality a little bit better too, because I said fuck all them extra like cheap ass mics I was using, and I just started to use the iPhone built-in microphone. I feel like it sounds better. So that's all I'm gonna say. I hope y'all enjoyed this, man. I'm gonna talk to y'all when I talk to y'all. Y'all have a good one.